Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. It's Monday night. My name's Phil. Loads to talk about. If you're watching this live, get your comments in absolutely live. I can put them on screen just like this. Boom. Rennie B, watching on YouTube, says 3 points in the bag. So if you get your comments in live, that's great. If you're watching this on playback, do join us live every Monday at 7:30. Tonight, this is your Leicester City Fan Zone show. Yes, as ever, welcome to the show. My name's Phil, Leicester Fan TV. Hopefully you know that by now. We want your views, your comments. This is your Fan Zone show. You can say within reason what you want and we'll talk about it because nobody's views are right and nobody's views are wrong. So we love getting your views and get your comments in there. Reese gets one of the first comments in. He says, hi, Phil, nice little win yesterday. An absolute Rodgers masterclass. Reese, not everybody was saying that at halftime yesterday. Let me tell you that for sure. James wants to talk about Youri Tielemans, what a season he's having. He certainly is, James, because last year we were asking the question, where is the £40 million Youri Tielemans? Can he please step up? Looks like he's doing that this season. So get your views in on Youri Tielemans and answer James's question. Andrew thinks Fofana was the best player on the pitch versus Arsenal. He won our fans' man of the match. We ran a poll and we asked you lot what you thought. You voted. Doesn't matter what the media pundits say. The fans said it was Fofana. Personally, I wanted to give a bit of credit to Johnny Evans because I think Johnny Evans has really been helping out, well, Harry Maguire, he's been helping out Sanku, and now he's helping out Fofana. So a big shout out from me for Johnny Evans. I think he's done well. Evening says Jason. Good evening, Jason. What would you like to talk about? Josh says, what a win last night. It certainly was. Mirko, watching out in Holland. How are you? Thank you. Mirko is talking about, we've done a video of V for Vichai. We've had so many photos and we've tried to cram as many fans' photos in. Mirko, I did see yours. Thanks for sending it in. It's on YouTube. If you want to pop over and watch it, if you're already on YouTube, check out one of our other videos. Little Wes was great, says Will Robinson. Thank you. Even Jason says, even I was fuming at halftime. We were so negative 45 minutes. I think we were just defensive, Jason. We park the bus. Sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we do. Chappers, good evening, Chappers, says it was Fofana by an absolute mile was the best one. Casper, man of the match, says Andreas. Very good. Fox's arms, Jamie says it was Magic Mendy. Jason agrees with you on that. Absolutely. But Rennie B says Fofana. And Daniel Reed says Fuchs versus Arsenal was brilliant considering the game time. Lee says it was Mendy. Keep getting your views in. We want them in there. Sinky has joined me. Hi, Sinky.
Yeah, how are you? We're all feeling pretty good after 2 wins in a week, I think, since we last spoke.
2 wins in a week. The world's a different place, isn't it, John? Now, you were probably a young boy in your shorts, cap.
I wasn't that young.
I'm trying to be nice, John.
1973 you're talking about, aren't you? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Do you want to know how old I was?
Well, give all the, give it away.
I was about, I was born in 1954. You work it out.
You work it out. You were 19, John.
Yeah, I was about 19, yeah.
So you might just about vaguely remember it, John, but it's been a long time coming. We did. I mean, Andrew says here we looked a bit like a Claude Puel team until Vardy came on. We certainly did part the bus a bit yesterday, didn't we, John?
Yeah, I think that was the idea was to soak up the pressure. They tried to obviously put Barnes up front and hopefully he could break at pace. That didn't really work out. He's obviously much more comfortable playing on the left-hand side. And yeah, I was like everybody else. Got to half-time, 0-0. Thanks to their goal was ruled out. There was some debate about that, of course, later on the match of the day. But, you know, I was thinking, when's Vardy going to come on? It was wait till Vardy to come on. And that's how it proved. But, you know, great assist by Under, who looks a good player too, you know. And great through ball. And it was nicely squared, nicely scored by Vardy. Arsenal must hate him. Obviously, they tried to sign him at some point as well. But he's got a terrific record against them. And looking at the other results over the weekend, you know, every team is now, there's no unbeaten teams anymore. We're in a kind of a mix where it's almost anybody's game, isn't it, at the moment? You kind of look at the table now and you think, okay, Spurs play tonight, they could go behind Leicester. But you're kind of thinking, well, you know, it's pretty open. What could we do? You know, you're kind of asking that question yourself already, because obviously it's about keeping players fit, and we've had a bit of trouble with that, but it's quite an exciting time. And as you say, we've got a lot of games. We've got, you know, another two in the next week. But it's exciting, isn't it? I mean, terrific win in Europa League on Thursday. Nice 3-0 win. You know, Maddison getting on the score sheet. And Iheanacho, I was almost a bit surprised that Iheanacho got left out yesterday with Vardy unfit. I thought they might play him again. But I think, obviously, the tactic there is to save his legs probably for this Thursday, unless Vardy starts, of course. But we'll wait to see what happens there. But, you know, Brendan Rodgers is mixing the team up. And it's doing the job at the moment. I can understand the frustration yesterday, because you're thinking, well, are we ever going to get over the halfway line?
Yes.
But you're kind of thinking that nil-nil, if Vardy comes on, he can chat. I mean, it worked out beautifully, though. And what a relief to actually, you know, I've got a friend who's an Arsenal fan, and I get chip every year. So it was so nice to come away with that win after so long.
Marius says it was Lenny Glover and Stringfellow back in 73. I think he's right with that.
Yeah,
it was,
I think they mentioned that in the commentary, actually, yeah.
A long, long time ago. A lot of chat yesterday and today again was about Wesley Fofana, John. Young lad, 19, had an outstanding game again yesterday.
Yeah, I was a bit worrying when he went down, because I was a bit of worry, well, what if he gets injured? And hopefully that worked out okay. But yeah, and like you say, credit to Johnny Evans, because he's good at looking after his kind of sidekick, isn't he? And he's done it before, and he's doing it. I mean, this young lad's got so much ability. If you think he's only 19, he's just going to grow and grow and grow. Such an exciting signing. Yeah, Sancho, okay, is going to come back next year, playing three at the back with those three.
Well, yeah, I mean, John, I did say about Johnny Evans, because if you look at Harry Maguire looked a better player when he was playing next to Johnny Evans, didn't he?
Yeah.
Soyuncu, the season before, didn't really look anything much, but playing with Johnny Evans last season suddenly looks like a world-class defender. And Fofana, again, I know they're all good players in their own right, but I do think Johnny Evans is one of those unsung heroes at times.
Yeah, he's kind of that linchpin guy, isn't he, at the back. And you know, hopefully he'll keep fit. He's getting on a little bit, but he looks comfortable still. Got a few more years in him, hopefully. And yeah, a great play. I mean, what a good signing. I mean, Leicester's so good at this, aren't they? You just hope that they don't get pinched away later, but often happens.
A lot of people, and Andy Medhurst says it here, says about Pape Mende should get some more recognition for what he does. Again, another of those players, like Johnny Evans, Mende just going about quite quietly, but again, a player that was almost cast away by Leicester. It's great to see that he's very much back in the thick of it.
Yeah, we talk so much about the players we're missing, like your Ndidis and so on, your Pereiras. But Mendy's coming. He's taken the opportunity and he's working well with Tielemans in that midfield. And like you said earlier, Tielemans has just come on again, hasn't he, this season, after kind of in and out of games before. But they're working quite well together there. And great to look forward to. You know, we've got Under off the bench, and look at the bench, looks a little better. There's a few choices there. And we've got players to come back. That's the exciting thing.
Yeah.
Pereiras and so on. If we can get through this period and players coming back, well, anything could happen.
Harvey Barnes up front didn't quite work out yet, John, although I'm still a believer that longer term, that could be something we try more of. But it perhaps wasn't the easiest game to try. Was it away at Arsenal when you're parking the bus? He didn't have anything much to feed off and looked a bit lost out there. He looked much, much better. As soon as Vardy came on, Barnes was like, boom, I know what I'm doing.
I think he's more comfortable down the left side, as I said before. I think that's his position. Because obviously, if he's going to play for England in the future, that's where you put him, I think. But him and, you know, Vardy down the middle. And as I say, under, he's only had bits of game so far, but he's looked impressive. And I think we're going to see more of him as the season progresses as well. So, you know, I mean, the game last Thursday, the opposition, we didn't know anything about the opposition. We talked about that before. And they looked kind of dangerous here and there. They missed a good chance and Michael made a save. But we kind of settled in and got a good 3-0 win. And the team we're playing this Thursday, I know we're going to be linking up with some colleagues in Greece soon.
Yeah.
The fans, that is. But they lost their first game. So it's a big one for them this week. So there's more pressure on them than Leicester. And it's a 5-6 kickoff here, isn't it? So it's a bit earlier in the day for us to watch it. It'd be interesting to see what those guys say about them. But, you know, it's Europa League first and then a tough one, I think, Leeds United.
Yeah, this time next week, John, Leeds will be...
Monday.
I mean, the way the league is going, it is really open this season, isn't it? I mean, Leeds beat Villa beat us, Villa beat Liverpool... Liverpool beat Leeds. We beat Arsenal and Man City.
Can't predict what's going to happen, can
you? You certainly can't. It's going to be really interesting, isn't it? Just a couple of notes before we move on to Thursday's match from yesterday, John. Castagne again looking really good at times. Under, like you said, that the way he put that ball in, I've watched it in slow motion a few times. He saw Vardy. He knew where Vardy was going to be, and then he just focused on that ball to put in what was absolutely what that he made it look easy. That sidewards ball in on the spot, but that was a really tricky bit of skill to pop that. It was on a plate for Vardy, wasn't it? From under,
yeah. In a way, you'd have been tempted, I think, as a player to look at it and think maybe have a shot at goal, and he could have easily have done that. I think credit to him for looking across, seeing Vardy, great diving header. So that was nice that. He kind of played the team game, if you like, looked for an opportunity, and Vardy was clear. And he likes scoring against Arsenal, doesn't he?
Indeed, indeed. I was just about to add in, we've got our pals from LCFC Hellas waiting in the green room, ready to come on. They'll be with us very shortly. I think he's just gone to get his headphones on. Leeds, LCFC Gray says Leeds are okay if you attack, but they don't like teams sitting back. Take Wolves, for instance. Imagine under star is still starting 11 every game, for example, Leeds. I'm not quite sure, Rennie, what you mean by that one, but anyway.
I'm struggling there.
Yeah. Ross says he's gutted he can't go to Elland Road. Would have been nice to see the Blue Army. Haven't been there since Nuge scored back in 2014.
I remember commentating there. It's a hell of a place, but it's kind of exciting too, but... because I worked actually at Radio Leeds for quite a while, and amongst my first jobs, because I was covering Huddersfield up there, but amongst my first jobs was interviewing a new signing for Leeds back in about 1989 or thereabouts. But yeah, great place, great tradition there, of course. And you have to say, you know, they've got a very interesting manager, a good way of playing, and they're quite fun to watch as well. But let's hope that Les can do a job there.
It could be an interesting one. Let's add in. Hello there. How are you?
Hello. Hello, Phil. Hello. Thank you very much for the opportunity and the fact that you are hosting me in your lovely show. Greetings to everyone from Athens, Greece. Hello.
So tell us your name, because we've got you down as LCFC Hellas. Is that Antonio?
Yeah, in Greece we say Antonis. In my birth certificate, it has an O, so it's Antonios.
All right, brilliant. Now you're in Athens,
mm-hmm.
but you support Leicester.
Why not? Why not? Why everyone is surprised by this fact?
No, it's fantastic, but it's great. But it must be really. I mean, this Thursday is obviously Leicester playing. Against Athens. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what are your thoughts on the game coming up?
Okay, first of all, the team is called AEK. I have no idea why everyone in every social media or everywhere is calling the team Athens. You know, Athens is like the capital of Greece, like Chelsea or Tottenham or every... team from London, they're not called London, you know, they're called with a name. So
okay.
Let's start with, it's AEK.
Well, thank you for educating us on that.
Yeah.
So now we know. But then we call them that, I think, because when it's written down, it's always written down as AEK or AEK, Athens.
So, yeah, and everyone thinks that AEK is like Leicester City FC.
Yes.
Like the FC, yes, like football club. But it's not. It's their actual name. It's they are from Constantinople. So it's AE Constantinople, actually.
Ah. Very good. Very good. So looking forward to it. They lost last week against Braga, mm-hmm. didn't they? So do you feel like Leicester will go there, will get some points this week?
Let's start with one fact. I only support Leicester and I have no idea of the Greek league. Who is the current champion? How is the table? I only know that there are like two or three very strong teams, and AEK is of course one of them. Olympiakos is of course the best team, and they win the championships more often than anyone else. AEK is very strong too, but I honestly believe that they are starting to be more and more tired. You see every team that's playing Europe. You watched the game United with against Chelsea. So boring game. Or even our game with Arsenal. You wouldn't say that was a quality game, you know, from both teams maybe. Arsenal were looking very, very tired after 60th minute. And the same thing, I believe, applies with AEK. I think that they have a lot of serious injury problems, especially in their midfield, and actually most of their players, they're very, very slow, both attackers and the guys who are gonna start in the midfield. They are slow players. They're gonna be waiting for us. They're gonna hand us the ball over and waiting, you know, for the one chance like we did against Arsenal, and maybe like how Aston Villa was playing against us, or even West Ham with 11 players behind the ball. I am very sad that, you know, this is the once in a lifetime that my team is coming home, actually my home.
Yes.
And I won't be able to be there.
Yeah.
We spoke with the club and it's not even possible to see our friends, you know, like we have some good relationships with people working at the club from the documentary film that was filmed, okay, like 3 years ago. And we stay in touch. When we come to Leicester every year, twice every year, we tend to go out with them or even sleep at their places. But yeah, unfortunately, even these guys, they are not allowed to, you know, to join us for a cup of tea or, you know, from some Greek coffee or everything. The rules are very strict.
Looking back on the game yesterday, obviously soaking up the pressure in the first half, and Vardy came on and changed it with a good cross from under. We were talking earlier about man of the match. Who was your man of the match for Leicester yesterday?
Well, I don't know if it is, you know, my answer will be Brendan Rodgers. He deserves to be man of the match. I mean, after the game, in the post-game show of the LCFC TV, I heard someone saying that he went back to his home and he said to his wife, everything went according to plan. And I believe that was the plan, you know, to wait for 60 minutes till Vardy comes on, and then this one magic ball from Tille, anyone would be there. Bans, even if Under was there, he would make this successful assist to Jamie Vardy okay, he never misses.
Well, although he did miss one afterwards.
Yeah,
it hit the keeper in the head.
A nice header from the keeper.
Antonio, Keith asks, what is the story behind your supporting of Leicester City?
Do you want me to tell how our fan club was established? What was the reason? Or
yes.
What are we doing now? Okay, the story behind it.
Because you do run LCFC Hellas. That's correct, isn't it?
Excuse me? I am?
You run a Leicester City fan group, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I am the co-founder. The co-founder, me and Theo. We were very active, and our fan club was running smoothly. But after the documentary film that Lester made, and they came in Athens to meet us, and the show The Whole World Smiles With You. Now we are expanding. We have already hired a famous Greek reporter to cover the teams and the news stories. We have weekly podcasts, weekly shows. We have even two PR specialists / promoters for the webpage, everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We are everywhere, and our aim is to spread the love and the passion that we feel about Leicester. You know, it is too strong to stay inside us. We feel obligated. No, I'm not kidding. We feel obligated to share it with the world, or with anyone that speaks at least our language, you know, the Greek language. We have a huge social awareness, and we want to thank publicly again the team for gifting us a last year replica kit signed by all players. We had an auction, and we supported a hospital in a city near Athens that was was hit badly by the pandemic. And how did we start this? In the beginning of 2014, there were really few people supporting Leicester in Greece, but we were very passionate about it. So we created this fan page. We started to organize trips in Leicester. The first time I came there, I was shocked by the fact that everyone was asking me why I'm there, why I flew from Athens to watch a game. You know, it was Leicester versus Newcastle with Okazaki's overhead kick. And okay, after this magic moment, not the overhead kick, but the atmosphere, the feeling that you belong there, the feeling that everyone is with you and they support you, and they, you know, it is a big family, and it is this LCFC family that you see all over the Instagram pages and the Facebook pages. This is true. I really believe that when I say that. So, yeah, me and Theo said that we have to start this fan group, this small fan base, and we would never able to imagine, you know, that they mentioned that this would get over the years, and that one year afterwards we would win the championship. Yeah.
No, absolutely. What somebody watching is saying that, Antonio, you can come and take over Leicester Fan TV and replace me. Are you available for that?
Unfortunately, we run our own show.
I know, yeah. Indeed. Well, it's been great to have you on, and hopefully you'll come on again in a few weeks maybe and just talk about the matches. It's great to get your views and your perspectives, especially on the European side. What's your score predictions for this Thursday then?
You know, we run also a betting show in our Facebook page, which I run with my best friend, and we've scored 0 out of last 12 predictions. So I will say that we might lose in order to win, you know.
Yes.
But, I predict that we're going to win easily, and that we're going to score after the 60th minute. Again, like what we did with in a different game, but what we did with Arsenal. They're going to get tired. I believe Vardy will join the game after, will enter the game after 60th minute. And, there's no depth in the squad. So I think they're going to be looking very tired, and then we're going to find our chances.
I think you could be right. I think it's going to be an interesting one. I think if we're going to progress, John, in this league, in the Europa League, Ike,
yeah,
getting there. I think it's a game we need to go and win, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And from what we've heard from my colleague over there, they've got a team we can take on the pace that Leicester have got. We talked about Vardy, obviously, but you've got the likes of Barnes and so on. So I'm hoping we can repeat last week and come away with a 3-0 win.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Antonio. I'm going to say it right, Antonio.
Adonis. I ask you one question? I would like to talk with you about the predicted starting lineup. We had this quiz on the show, on our show, and everyone wants to see Morgan playing. Everyone wants to see Albrighton playing more, you know. And I believe that on Thursday, this is their chance. I mean, yeah. We're facing a lot of games in very, upcoming weeks. So Evans needs to rest. Maybe Castagne needs some rest. So why not? What do you think?
I think it's interesting, isn't it? But I think you sound like your fan group is a similar to Leicester Fan TV's group in the fact that everybody here loves Mark Albrighton. We're more than happy to see Mark Albrighton on. I wonder, I mean, Wes Morgan has never, ever let us down. But, and he's obviously signed on to play the odd game. I'm not sure, John. Do you think Wes Morgan will start this Thursday? I don't think he will, but maybe Brendan Rodgers will want to protect Fofana and Evans a little bit with the injury problems we've got.
To be honest, Fofana being 19, I think he'll play three games a week and not be troubled. I don't think Johnny Evans will want to see. I don't really want Johnny Evans on the bench. So I wouldn't expect him to start. He may come on towards the end of the game. We saw that before. So I would think we'd start with the two centre backs that we're kind of used to having. There are possibly other changes he could make, like you'd like to Albrighton. Iheanacho will probably start, perhaps like he did last Thursday. You've got Vardy to come on. Obviously, we don't know the strength of his fitness, but you obviously got. Potential for him to come on again at some point in the game if he doesn't start. So yeah, one or two changes. I think inevitably that's going to happen. But obviously that will depend on his research of the opposition and what he feels they need to do. But yeah, whatever changes they make, from what I'm hearing, potentially we should come away with a win.
Does that help answer you, Andonis?
Honestly, I believe that Morgan will start the game because Ajax attackers are very slow, very, very slow, and they are also tall. So if you have Fofana, who is 19, and I agree that he's going to be starting every game, I believe that this is the game, you know, to rotate Evans. There's no other game. Then it is...
Well, it may be if they play three at the back, they might leave Fuchs out and play Morgan there.
Maybe, yeah, and I believe that also it's a chance for James Justin to future on his physical place and maybe give Mark Albrighton a chance on our left wing as a full back. He's done it before, so he might do it again, I believe.
Yeah, we got those options, haven't we? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and Ike does not have these options in hand, so this is the big difference, I believe. In this game, and you can see that they are very tired on the game on Sunday night with Janina. They were very, very tired, and after 60th minute again, and the same happened with Braga when they literally collapsed after halftime when they conceded.
Yeah,
brilliant. Thanks so much, Adonis, for coming on. Yeah, please join us again, will you, in a few weeks?
It was my pleasure, Phil. Thank you very much.
All the best. Stay safe. All the best. Take care.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
It's great. It's great to have Leicester fans out where you are in Greece. So brilliant. Say hello to them all from us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Adonis. Thank you.
Bye.
We let Adonis go there. Thank you for joining him. How come he's got such a cool name and my name's Phil and your name's John?
Hey, whatever. How come?
Adonis, what a name that is.
Yeah, what a lovely guy. Well, I mean, really set up over there. They're hiring people to... the research and stuff. I mean, brilliant.
Got a good setup. I mean, it's great when we have people coming on from all around the world. And again, they started this in 2014 before the Premier League, when the same as people like Don and Zach, who are out in the States, and Jim, all these, there's loads of fans all around the world who maybe did come from Leicester, but fell in love with Leicester because of what was going on at the club with Vichai. And just before you go, John, can we just briefly touch on Vichai? I hope you've seen our V for Vichai stuff I've that we've been doing.
I've taken a photo, which I must send to you, actually.
Please, John, yes. Yeah. Send it to us, better late than never. But hopefully everybody see that. We're doing the V for Vichai tomorrow. We've tried to get as many fans' photos. The video is already up on YouTube, and I'll share it on Facebook and Twitter tomorrow, which is sadly, John, 2 years ago since the awful tragedy.
We
watched it. It was West Ham, wasn't it? And shocking, really. We did some filming afterwards, and then obviously we just walked away from the ground, and all things happened. It's such a sad time. And even worse, I think, for fans at the moment is we can't do the walk for Vichai, which we've done before.
I remember doing that last year,
So it's a hard one with everything that's going on. We thought it was fitting and right to try and do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're like John and you haven't done your V for Vichai photo yet, post it on whatever, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you are, and use the hashtag V for Vichai. That'd be great. Okay, John?
Yeah, okay. Nice to talk to you.
Good to see
you. Another good week.
Let's hope so, John. Thanks a lot for joining us, John.
Cheers.
I'll let John go. So that was John Sinclair in Leicester. That was Adonis in Greece, in Athens. A great show to have them both on here. Jamie says, great video, had him in tears. Jamie, you've done a lot of work for that. Jamie's been getting those photos in, so well done for it. Jamie is changing things around. He says, maybe give Ward a chance on Thursday. That's an interesting one. Hitesh saying he was thinking of spending a few days in Athens for half term. I'm not sure if you can go there, Hitesh, or not. I can't keep up with what's in and what's out. Imtiaz says, sorry, just pop it on screen, says RIP Vichai there. Yeah, absolutely. Ross says, hashtag V for Vichai. Thank you for that, Ross, and thanks for your photo. Mick saying, RIP boss, says Joseph Allen. You're an absolute legend. Mick says he'll never forget Chappers' coverage on that Sunday morning. Yep, fantastic coverage from Chappers, who went on to win a Football Bloggers Award while he was doing that live on Leicester Fan TV. Joanna, thanks for your photo. I know I've seen it in there. Good video for Vichai. Teared up. Mick Bell says it's Youngie's birthday as well. Thought I'd mention that. Thanks, Mick. Do you know what? That one had slipped me by. Youngie's birthday. Happy birthday to Alan Young. Brilliant. Brilliant. I hope, Youngie, if you're watching, you're well. Obviously, you used to do some stuff with us a couple of years ago, and at BBC Radio Leicester, as well as being a Leicester City legend. Thanks for all your views, all your comments. It's been great to get them all on. My name is Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. What have we got coming up this week? Well, obviously, Thursday, it is Europa League. So we are playing AEK, as Adonis has taught me to say, not IEK Athens. What did I know? Nothing. So we play AEK on Thursday. And then Sunday is the Aftermath show with Jamie. Friday, I'm doing this in no particular order. Friday is Fan Zone, looking back at the Europa League. Sunday is looking forward to Leeds. There's no Fan Zone show because it'd be right in the middle, but of Leicester playing at Leeds next Monday. We'll be here doing the before, during and after, as we will on Thursday. Whew, got it all in there. So busy at the moment. It's a great time.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.